Lord, we're a thankful people.
主啊, 我们感谢您。
We come this evening, having received so many of your blessings.
我们今天晚上来到这里领受了您很多的恩典。
And in particular, we thank you for the Bible that we can read in order to understand our responsibilities and opportunities in life.
主啊, 我们特别的为您的圣经感谢您, 让我们可以读了就明白我们在生命中我们的责任和机会。
And we thank you for the Holy Spirit who has promised to be with those who will seek the Lord and to not only enlighten them, help them understand, but also to help them live what they learn.
主啊, 我们也为圣灵感谢您, 祂不只是, 应许了会陪伴在我们身边, 祂也, 不但帮助我们理解, 也帮助我们能够活出这样的生命来。
And we thank you for Eric who will speak to us tonight. Thank you for giving him an understanding of the truth of God in such a way that he can pass it on to us.
主啊, 我们也为Eric弟兄感谢您, 感谢您赐给他这样的能力,这样的理解, 让他可以把您的话解出来给我们听。
And so, Lord, we not only thank you for all these things, but we pray that this evening the Holy Spirit will work through Eric and the Word of God to enlighten each of our hearts.
主啊, 我们不只要感谢您, 我们也, 祷告求您能够使您的圣灵借着Eric弟兄和他的话语能够使我们都能够蒙祝福。
And we pray that we will be responding to what we've heard in a way that would please the Savior.
主啊, 也求您使我们能够, 以令您满意的方式去回应您的话语。
So we give thanks now and pray for your leading and for those who will be joining us. Bless us all, we pray.
主啊, 求您祝福接下来加入我们的, 也求您带领我们, 我们的祷,
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们的祷告和感恩, 奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to trade places with Eric. Thank you.
Well, good evening. Nice to see so many here tonight.
晚上好, 很高兴, 今天来现场的各位大家有很多。
Again, we're going to pick up our studies that we started, in the Gospel of John.
那我们要重新捡起来, 我们之前,
The Gospel of John is a very unique Gospel.
约翰福音是一本非常特殊的福音书。
It tells us of the one who came from heaven and who walked on earth, the Son of God himself.
他带领我们认识了那位从天, 降下来到地上行走的那位神的儿子。
Just, we're going to be in the second chapter tonight.
那我们今天要来到约翰福音的二章。
And the topic is the cleansing of the temple.
那二章的主, 我们今天的主题是洁净圣殿。
This was Jesus's first official act in his ministry on earth.
这是耶稣在他的服事中第一次公开的行为。
Now if you turn to the chapter 1 and verse 18, we'll just pick up a little review of the events that John records thus far.
我们翻回到约翰福音的一章十八节啊, 我们来复习一下之前, 就是约翰所描述的事情。
The verse 18 of the first chapter is kind of a summary of the introduction to the book by John.
那一章的十八节呢, 是, 约翰福音他的前言的一个总结。
I'll read it. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
十八节, 从来没有人看见神, 只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
There's just three very simple statements.
这里有三个非常简短的词汇啊。
No one has seen God at any time.
从来没有人看见神。
God is invisible.
神是不可见的。
He inhabits eternity and he dwells in the light that no one can approach to.
他是在永恒里活在没有人可以接近的光中。
But notice now that Jesus is the one who is in the bosom of the Father.
然后我们注意到耶稣是那位在父怀里的独生子。
That means he occupies the very heart of God.
这意味着呢,他就住在神的心里的最深处。
And so when God wanted to reveal himself, he revealed his heart.
所以当神想要把自己表明出来的时候呢,他把自己的心向我们显明了。
Now we like people who share from their hearts, do we not?
我们也都喜欢那些把自己的心显给他人看的那些人,不是吗?
When two strangers meet, usually they guard themselves a little bit. They don't reveal all of them to each other.
那如果两个陌生人相见呢,他们通常会有一点防范啊,他们不会把自己的全部都显给对方看的。
But when God revealed himself to man, he revealed everything that he is in Jesus.
但是当神把自己显明出来的时候呢,他借着耶稣把自己的全部都显明了。
So the first statement, no one has seen God at any time.
所以第一句话就是从来没有人看见神。
But the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, it says he has declared him. He has shown him forth.
他说只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
You know what? You want to know what's in God's heart?
你想要知道神心里是什么样的吗?
We just have to look at Jesus.
我们只要看向耶稣就好了。
And we know what kind of God he is.
然后我们就知道他是怎样的神了。
So after that introduction, we are then brought to a man called John the Baptist.
在这样的简介或者说前言结束之后呢,我们带来了一个人叫施洗约翰。
In verses 19 to 28, we have there in those verses the presentation by the forerunner, John the Baptist.
那我们在19节到28节呢,再讲一个跑在耶稣前面的人,他叫做施洗约翰。
Now, as a forerunner, he was chosen by God, prophesied that there would be one that would come before the Messiah, to introduce him to the nation.
那作为一个跑在前面的人呢,他就是那个要在弥赛亚之前来的人,说预言,然后在预言中,弥赛亚之前要来的人,然后呢,他把耶稣介绍给所有人。
And so, John the Baptist was the one that came to introduce the Son of God who was in the bosom of the Father and has come to declare him. John is the one who presents him, who is the forerunner, introducing this one from heaven to the nation.
所以施洗约翰就是那位把父怀里的独生子向众人介绍出来的那一辈人。
And then in the verses following the rest of the chapter 1, we find the Lord Jesus gathering together those few believers in the Lord from the Old Testament. He gathers his little flock to him now.
所以一章的剩下部分呢,我们看到耶稣呢,聚集了这些从旧约来的神的,就是神的孩子,他把自己的一小群羊聚集在了一起。
And there's a story of five different disciples that are drawn to Jesus in the beginning, right at the beginning.
这里有五个在最开始就被带到耶稣面前的门徒。
There's John himself who wrote the gospel.
那其中一位就是约翰,他自己就是写成约翰福音的这本书的约翰。And there's
Andrew, his friend.
然后呢,是安德烈,他的朋友。
And Andrew goes and finds his brother and says, we found him, we found him.
然后安德烈找到了自己的兄弟,对他说,我们找到他了,找到那一位了。And
then there's the story of Philip and Nathanael, five of the future disciples of the Lord Jesus.
然后剩下两位是腓力和拿但业, 主未来门徒的故事。
Now these men were all believers in God before Jesus came.
这些人在耶稣来之前就已经是相信神的了。
They were given to him, they were given to Jesus by the Father.
他们是由父来给到耶稣的。
And he gathered them together like a little flock.
然后呢，耶稣把他们聚集起来，就像一小群羊一样。
And then in the second chapter, we come to a little wedding.
然后第二节呢，我们来到了一个小的婚礼。
It's a country, a simple country wedding.
这是一个很小的乡村婚礼啊。
And we read there how Jesus changed the water into wine.
那我们在这里读到耶稣是怎样使水变成酒的。
All joy would have ended for that celebration, but Jesus came and turned water into wine.
喜乐在这场小的婚礼要结束了，但是耶稣把水变成了酒。
And we read in verse 11,
然后我们在11节读到
that this was the beginning of signs that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
11节，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的加拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
This was the first of seven signs that John records in his gospel.
这是约翰福音记述的七件神迹的第一件。
And those signs, they were signs pointing to who he really was.
那这每件神迹呢，都指向耶稣究竟是怎样的人。
Because even though he was God manifest in the flesh, He hid that glory. He looked like an ordinary man.
尽管他是神道成肉身来到地上的，但是他却把自己的荣耀隐藏起来，就像一个普通人一样。
By just looking at him, there was nothing to distinguish him from all other people.
如果你只是看见他的话呢，你并不能把他从其他人中分别出来。
But you had to be with him and watched him and heard him.
但是你必须要跟他在一起，然后观察他，从他那里听见他所说的话。
And then you would know that this was no ordinary man.
然后你就会知道这可不是一般的人。
And here we read when he turned the water into wine, his disciples, they saw that.
这里我们读到了当他把水变成酒的时候，他的门徒看见了。
No mere man could do that.
不是人是仅仅是人的话是不能做到这一点。
And that, so that glory that was hidden was now manifested in the things that he did.
那被隐藏起来的荣耀呢，借着他所行的事情被显明出来。
And so his disciples believed that he was the Messiah, the promised one.
所以他的门徒就相信了，他就是那位弥赛亚，是那位被预言要来的那一位。
Previously, they believed in the God of Israel.
以前他们相信以色列的神。
They believed in all that the prophets had spoken.
他们相信以前旧约先知里所说的一切话。
They were trusting on him, the mighty one on high.
他们相信那位至高的神。
But now when they saw his miracles, they knew that this was the one that God had promised to send long ago.
但是当他们看见耶稣所行的神迹，他们就知道这是神应许要给他们，很久之前就应许要给他们的那一位。
And then it says after this, verse 12.
那在12节，这事之后。
He went down to Capernaum, he, his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they did not stay there many days.
12节，这事以后，耶稣与他的母亲、弟兄和门徒都下了加百农去，在那里住了不多几日。
Now Capernaum was, as Matthew says, it was his city.
那加百农呢，在马太福音里说呢，这是他自己的城。
He often stayed in Capernaum and used that as his headquarters, you might say, in his ministry in Galilee.
那他经常会待在加百农啊，然后呢，你可以称他为是耶稣的指挥部啊，当他在加利利附近传道的时候。
It was the home of Peter.
这也是彼得的家乡。
And of course his brother Andrew.
这也是他哥哥安德烈的家乡。
And no doubt it was the home also of John and James, who were partners in their business of fishing.
毫无疑问呢，他们就是一起打鱼的伙伴，约翰和雅各也都是住在这里。
Capernaum was a very, very privileged city.
所以加百农是一个非常非常有优先级、有特权的城市。
Now, this little verse tells us that even though he was the Son of God from on high, had now been sent by God as the Messiah, the King of Israel, he didn't abandon his mother and his family.
所以这里告诉我们呢，尽管他是那位由神差派下来的，是神的独生子，但是他在这里却并没有抛弃掉自己的他的家庭、他的母亲、他的弟兄。
He didn't forget his earthly relationships.
他并没有忘记他在地上的关系。
He was a faithful son, a faithful brother.
他是一个信实的或者说忠实的儿子和弟兄。
But that relationship, even though he didn't abandon their relationship, his relationship to them had changed some.
尽管他没有抛掉他们对他的关系，但是呢，他和他们之间的关系是有一些变化的。
Now he must listen to his father in heaven.
因为现在他必须要听他在天上的父的话。
And all that the father would tell him, he would do.
所有天上的父告诉他的，他就要做。
Now, also, he was with his brothers. His brothers didn't really believe in him.
那这里他和他的弟兄在一起，这个时候他的弟兄还没有信。
But he didn't abandon them either.
但并没有因为他们不信，他就抛弃他们。
We think of the patience and grace of this, of God's Son.
你可以想到神独生子的他的耐心和他的恩典。
So then I'll read the account now. Where Jesus now leaves Galilee, his home country, and he goes up to Jerusalem because there's a feast there.
那现在呢，我们读到耶稣要离开加利利，来到耶路撒冷，因为这里有一个节。
Now I'll read the portion, and then Daniel will read it in Mandarin. It'll be from verses 13 down to verse 21.
所以是从13节到21节 ,Eric 弟兄先用英文读一遍，然后我用中文读。
Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers doing business. And when he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple,with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise. Then his disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house has eaten me up. So the Jews answered and said to him,What sign do you show to us since you do these things? Jesus answered and said to them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then the Jews said, It's taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered,that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said.
13节，犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去，看见店里有卖牛、羊、鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，倒出兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子。又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。他的门徒就想起经上记着说，我为你的店心里焦急，如同火烧。因此犹太人问他说，你既做这些事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这店，我三日内要再建立起来。犹太人便说，这店是46年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来吗？但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿，所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
Now, verse 13, we're going to go verse by verse through this account.
那这一段呢，从13节开始，我们要一节一节的来看。
Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, it said.
最开始说呢，犹太人的逾越节。
In the Old Testament, it was called the Passover of the Lord.
那在旧约呢，称之为主的逾越节。
Because in the Old Testament, what the Passover was when the children of Israel were in Egypt, and God had said that the firstborn of all of Egypt was going to die unless they took a lamb and killed that lamb, took the blood and put the blood on the outside of the house, on the lintel above the door, and then down by the two doorposts.
那逾越节呢，在旧约是当以色列在埃及的时候呢，神说当时埃及地的所有人，他家里的他家里的长子都要死，除非呢你杀了一只羊，然后呢把他的血涂在门框和门楣上。
It was a terrible night in Egypt.
在当时在埃及，这是一个很糟糕的夜晚。
Because at midnight, the destroying angel came throughout the land of Egypt.
因为在半夜呢，灭命的天使来到整个埃及地。
And as he moved over the houses of the people, when he looked down and he saw the blood on the door, he passed over that house.
那所以当那些灭命天使一家一家看过去的时候，他如果在门框和门楣上看见了血，他就逾越过了那个家。
But if there was no blood on the door, the destroying angel then would touch the firstborn and he would die.
但是如果他没有看见血呢，他就会进去摸一下他的长子，他的长子就死了，这家的长子就死了。
And the Lord spared all those believing Israelites in Egypt.
那时呢，神越过了所有相信他的犹太人的家庭。
And this was the last straw. Finally, Pharaoh said, "Let the people go." And they left. They went out of Egypt.
那这是最后一灾啊，然后最终呢，法老说让他们走吧。所以呢，当时以色列就因此离开了埃及。
And he said, "I want you to remember this night."
所以呢，神说，我希望你们记住这一晚。
It's the night of the Lord's Passover.
这一晚是主的逾越节。
And I want you to remember it in all your generations.
我们希望你的每一个世代都能记住这一点。
And so for generations, the Jews have remembered the Passover.
所以呢，一代一代下来呢，以色列人都记得这个逾越节。
But now, it had become just a Passover of the Jews. They turned away from the Lord, and it was just a custom to them. It was just a social time when they would meet together. They'd go through the motions.
那现在呢，这逾越节却仅仅变成了犹太人的逾越节。他们转离了主，这个逾越节只是一种仪式，一种习俗，一种社交的活动，仅此而已。
It was just all outward form for them.
全都是外在的仪式，外在的形式而已。
They really didn't believe in the true meaning of the Passover.
他们并不真的相信逾越节真正的含义。
And so, what would Jesus' attitude toward this be?
所以耶稣对这个的表现是什么呢？
Just the same as your attitude and mine.
耶稣对他的态度就和你我的态度一样。
We see Christendom all around us.Just the outward form of acknowledging Jesus only with the lips.
那我们看到周围圣诞节啊，全世界都在过圣诞节，但是呢，他们只是在过节，并没有只是嘴里在说耶稣的名字，并没有真正的想到耶稣。
And often with great ceremony.
那有的时候有很大的仪式啊，很重大的仪式。
But it's just become a belief, A belief in the head, not in the heart.
那但这里只是脑子里相信，并不是心里真的相信。
It's an acknowledgement of God, but not in truth.
那这是承认神，但并不是在真理里。
But Jesus, he still acknowledged that this Passover, he could celebrate the Passover.
但是耶稣知道他可以庆祝这逾越节。
And so he went up. To celebrate the Passover of the Lord.
所以呢，他上去去庆祝主的逾越节。
He had come to completely fulfill the law. That was one of the reasons he came.
那他来是为了要他来的其中一个原因是为了要成全律法。
And he'd gone up to Jerusalem every year, of his adult life.
所以在他成人的生活中，他每一年都会来到耶路撒冷来过逾越节。
In Luke chapter 2, verse 41.
我们来看二 ,which book chapter?
Luke chapter 2.
Okay. 路加福音的二章四十一节，我们来看。
Verse 41 and 42.
四十二章的二章的四十二节 ,sorry, 二章的四十二节四十一节和四十二节。
It says, his parents went up to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast.
他说每年到逾越节他父母就上耶路撒冷去当他12岁的时候他们按着节期的规矩上去他就是耶稣啊。
So he had observed, he had been in Jerusalem many, many times, at least 18 times, perhaps more.
所以呢他在耶路撒冷过节至少有18年甚至是更多。
But he'd never done anything.
但是他之前从来没有做任何事情。
Because his time had not yet come.
因为他的时候还没有到。
His time for him to step out in his official capacity as the Messiah was when God told him to go.
他的时候就是他要作为弥赛亚，然后呢，神告诉他这个时候他要站出来作为弥赛亚，向公开的宣布这件事情。
So this was his first Passover since being given the authority by his father for his public ministry.
这是他父给了他权柄来做公开的服事之后的第一个逾越节。
And so, the very first thing that he does now is he begins to cleanse the temple.
然后他在这里做的第一件事情就是要他开始要洁净圣殿。
What did he find there?
他在这里找到了什么呢?
He found, it says, in the temple, those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers.
14节,看见店里有卖牛、羊、鸽子的,并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。
It was like a marketplace.
就像一个市场啊。
The commercial dealings were going on right in the temple's courtyards.
那在这个圣殿的院子里有各种交易发生。
Now the pilgrims that came up to celebrate the Passover, they came from all over the world.
那全世界的这种朝圣者或者说敬拜者都会来到耶路撒冷。
Do you remember, if you remember on the Feast of Pentecost, which was one of the three feasts that the Jews were to come up to Jerusalem. On the Feast of Pentecost, there were 16 different languages or from 16 different nations that Jews had come from to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost.
所以在五旬节的时候呢，这也是犹太人三大节期其中之一的五旬节的时候呢，我们读到有16种语言在那里被说出来，所以他们是从世界各地过来的。
So there were people from Syria and from Libya and from Egypt, and these were Jews from all over the world. And they would, of course, they couldn't bring their sacrifices with them.
那这些犹太人可能是从利比亚来的，从埃及来的，从很远的地方过来的，他们没有办法带着自己的祭物过来。
They would have to buy their sacrifices there.
他们必须在耶路撒冷买他们的祭物。
And they would have to change their money into the shekels that would be necessary for the temple tax.
那所以呢，他们在这里必须要把他们当地的钱换成当地的锡可，然后呢，这样才可以付了殿税。
And the priests, they who loved money, they had a monopoly.
那些就是非常爱钱的那些祭司啊，他们等于说垄断了这个行业。
There was no competition. They were selling them at whatever price they wanted.
没有任何的竞争，所以他们想卖多少钱就可以卖多少钱。
Now the oxen oxen are the wealthy people who might buy an oxen for a burnt offering for a sacrifice.
那些很有钱的人呢，可能会去买牛作为他们燔祭的祭物。
And the sheep might be bought by the middle class person.
那中产阶级呢，就会买一些羊，买羊来做祭物。
And the dove, they of course for the very poor.
那当然，鸽子就是给那些很穷的人了。
We remember Mary and Joseph when they made sacrifice when Jesus was circumcised. It was a dove. They were poor people.
那我们还记得当玛利亚和约瑟在耶稣受割礼的时候，他献上的祭物就是鸽子，所以他们是很穷的人。
So the money changers, they extorted more than, you know, they set the rate, they could set their rates of exchange too.
那这些兑换银钱的人呢，他们可以设置这个兑换的汇率。
And so they would overcharge these pilgrims, and the pilgrims had no choice.
他们毫无疑问呢，就是过度的向那些朝圣者、敬拜者收费啊，但那些人并没有任何选择。
Now, how would you feel, as a pilgrim come up to celebrate the Lord's Passover and you had to change money and you realize, hey, I should get more money for that. No, that's the going rate.
那你想象一下，如果你是一个从远道而来的朝圣者，你来庆祝主的逾越节，然后呢，你来到兑换人银钱的人面前，你给了很多钱，你以为你会收到更多，但是他们说不，这就是现在的汇率了，你只有这么点。
And so they robbed people.
他等于是从人那里抢钱呀。
And how do you think the people felt?
那你觉得这些人会怎么感就有什么感受呢？
I could see they were bitter in their hearts.
他里面绝对是有很痛苦啊。
Wouldn't you be?
如果是你的话，不会吗？
I'd be angry.
你可能会肯定会很生气的。
And bitter in my heart.
然后会觉得很苦涩。
At the priests.
在这个祭司面前。
And so when the people went to make their offering, how were their hearts?
在祭司面前，当这些人献祭的时候，他们心里是什么样的呢？
Not only were these priests robbing the people, but they were robbing God of his rights.
所以这些祭司不但是在抢人的钱，他其实还在从神那里抢夺了他的权利。
Whatever God gives, he gives freely, graciously.
所有神给我们的，他都是充充满满的免费的给了我们。
But these priestly thieves, they were robbing God and the people together.
那这些站在祭司位置上的盗贼啊，他们不但抢了人，也抢了神。
They were hypocrites.
他们是假冒伪善的。
You remember how the Pharisees said, "Oh, he eats with tax collectors."
你还记得这些法利赛人怎么嘲笑耶稣说他和税吏一起吃饭？
Now, many of the tax collectors had a bad reputation too.
那当然，这很多的税吏也并没有很好的名誉啊。
Because they used to charge the people more than they should have.
因为他们也收人钱，收的更多啊，比他们应当收的更多。
But these priests were doing the same thing.
但这些祭司在做同样的事情。
And they looked down on the tax collectors.
但他们却瞧不起这些税吏。
That's why Jesus called them hypocrites.
这就是为什么耶稣称他们为假冒伪善的人。
Yeah. And so what did he do?
所以耶稣做了什么呢？
He made a small whip.
他做了一个很小的鞭子。
That was more of a symbol than I don't think the Lord would actually whip these animals. He wouldn't need to.
他更像是一个象征啊，我不觉得耶稣一定要就是通过这些鞭子鞭打这些动物，他们才能赶出他们来。
He should have whipped the priests, I think.
他应该去打这些祭司，我觉得。
And left the animals alone.
然后呢，让这些动物待在这儿。
But at any rate, what happened? He drove them. He made a whip of cords, verse 15. He drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables.
但是15节呢，耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出殿去，倒出兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子。
And he said to those who sold doves, "Take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise."
十六节又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我的父的殿当作买卖的地方。
Now, you might be wondering in your mind, as I did too, how could he, one man, drive out all these people that were protected because there were temple police? They had temple guards.
那现在呢，你可能和我一样有一个疑问啊，就是他一个人怎么做到了把这么多人都赶出去呢？那个地方可是还有圣殿的守卫的。
That's a good question, is it not? How could he do that?
那这是一个很好的问题啊，他怎么做到的呢？
One ordinary man.
一个普通人。
You know, one of the reasons why?
你知道其中一个原因吗？
They had guilty consciences.
因为他们心里，他们的良心不安啊。
They knew they were wrong.
他知道他们做错了。
And they knew they shouldn't be getting away with it.
他们知道他们不应该做这些。
And so one righteous man could clean all those that marketplace out of the temple.
所以一个义人可以清洁所有殿里的脏的东西啊。
Also, Jesus by this time was gaining a great reputation among the people.
而且这个时候呢，耶稣在人面前会有很高的名誉。
We read that the common people that heard Jesus speak, they received him gladly.
那我们读到那些普通人听到耶稣的讲道的时候呢，他接受他，非常高兴的就接受了他。
And I can imagine some of these pilgrims there saying, "Yes, yes, drive them out."
那我可以想象到那里可能有一些朝圣者说，对，就应该把他们赶出去。
But he cleansed that temple and threw out all those money changers and the oxen and the sheep and the doves, everything.
所以呢，他清洁了圣殿，把那些一切的兑换银钱的人，他们的桌子，然后牛羊都赶出殿去了。
He said, "Don't make my father's house a house of merchandise."
他说不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地方。
No, we could pass over that statement and not make much of it.
那我们可以就是简单的把这句话略过去了，不做别的解读。
But a Jew, if he heard that phrase, "my father's house,"
但如果是一个犹太人听见了这个短语，他说我父的殿，
they would say, "You are making yourself equal with God."
他们会说你在说你自己和神等同啊。
No.If he had said our father's house,
那如果他说的是我们的父的殿的话呢？
They might have accepted that.
他们可能会接受这个。
But he called God his father.
但是他称呼他称呼神为他的父。
And the Jews are very, very careful about the name of God.
但是犹太人是非常对神的名字是非常非常小心的。
And to call the Almighty my father was a big statement.
那如果称之为那位全能神是我的父，是一个非常大的宣告啊。
Later in this gospel, he said, "I and my Father are one."
然后之后呢，在约翰福音说，耶稣说，我和父同为一。
And they took up stones to kill him.
然后他们马上就捡起了石头要把耶稣杀死。
And he said, "Why are you going to stone me?"
然后他问你们为什么要
？He says, "Because you, being a man, made yourself God."
他们说呢，因为你是一个人，却把自己称为神。
And so he made a big claim that day.
所以那一天他是说了一个很重要的话。
And then verse 17.
然后十七节。
Then his disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house has eaten me up."
十七节，他的门徒就想起经上记着说：“我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。”
Now that's way back in the Old Testament, a little line in a psalm there.
那这是很久很久之前诗篇里的一句话。
But as they searched the scriptures after he rose from the dead, they realized that he was fulfilling that little scripture way back in Psalm chapter 69.
那当耶稣从死里复活的时候呢，门徒回去看旧约的时候，就发现耶稣在这里实在是成全了这句在诗篇的六十九章的这句话。
He said there it is in Psalm chapter 69 verse 9, because zeal for your house has eaten me up.
诗篇六十九章的九节说，因我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
Now here a little help for you Bible students.
那这里对大家圣经的学生啊，有一点小小的帮助。
As you're reading some of these obscure, difficult passages,
当你读到这些比较晦涩困难的句子的时候，
you might run across little statements that give a picture, something of the Lord Jesus, something of his person, or something that he said, or something that he did.
那当你读这些经文的时候呢，你可能正好会跨过一句描述耶稣他所说的，他所做的，他是怎样的人的句子。
The scriptures are full of Christ.
那整本圣经啊，全是耶稣。
Even those long, difficult passages that don't seem to mean anything, there's treasures to be found.
那些非又长又难的篇章啊，你可能觉得它不知道是什么意思的，但里面可能会藏着很重要的宝藏。
So when you read the scriptures,
所以当你读经的时候呢，
ask the Holy Spirit to give your eyes enlightenment to see Christ in the scriptures.
求神让我们的眼睛能够看见，让我们从中能够看见耶稣来。
And it wasn't until they remembered that scripture, the disciples themselves, they remembered it.
那他的门徒想起了这节经文。
Now, after he had driven them, cleansed the temple, we don't know, it doesn't say anything about the actual ceremony of the Passover, or how it was conducted, or anything like that. We don't get those details here.
那当耶稣清理圣殿，清洁圣殿结束之后呢，我们没有读到任何这个逾越节是怎么举行的，各种仪式是怎么样的，没有读到这一些的描述。
But the narrative turns to put a spotlight on Jesus.
但是呢，聚光灯现在缩小了，打在了耶稣身上。
And so what we read in verse 18.
所以我们在十八节读到。
We read, so the Jews, that is, these Jews, many of them were the priests, perhaps, that had their commercial enterprise interrupted.
那十八节说，因此犹太人问他说，这些犹太人很有可能里面就有很多祭司啊，还有很多呢，就是他们的这个商业行为啊，就在那里被耶稣赶出去了。
Notice how they come, they're almost humble.
那你可以看到他们来到他面前甚至是谦卑的。
He had such a commanding commanding presence that they had to come and they had to ask him a little question.
那他来到这里给了一个很大的命令啊，所以这些人来到他面前必须要问他一个问题。
What sign do you show to us since you do those things?
就是你既做这些事还显什么神迹给我们看呢？
In other words, you've cleansed the temple, but, and nobody could stand up to you. By where did you get your authority?
那你清理了圣殿，没有人可以在你的面前站立啊。但你的权柄是从哪里来的呢？
They were astounded, I think, at the authority that he displayed when he did that.
那我可以说他们当时应该被耶稣所显明的权柄所吓到了。
But you know, signs will never lead to faith.
但你知道吗？神迹永远不会直接带来信心。
In one place we read, and yet he had done so many signs before them, yet they did not believe.
那我们之后会读到啊，他在他们面前行了许多神迹，他们还是不信他。
How many times did the Lord heal a man with a withered arm as they watched? They were watching him one day.
那 当耶稣去治好了那个手臂枯干的人的时候呢，他们就在旁边看着。
It was on the Sabbath day.
那也是在月节。
And so the Lord said to the man, "Stretch out your hand."
那当耶稣对那人说，伸出你的胳膊来的时候。
And he obeyed and stretched out his hand, and it was made whole.
他听从了，然后伸出手来，他就被医治了。
Now those Pharisees, they saw that.
那些法利赛人在那天看到了。
They could not deny
the miracles. 他们不能否认这个神迹。
What kind of authority did he have?
这是他有怎样的权柄呢？
The works that the Father had sent him.
就是借着他所行的这些神迹，就能证明他是从父那里送的。
But even those signs would not produce real faith in their hearts.
但尽管是这样大的神迹，也不能产生真的信心。
You know what they said?
你知道他们说什么吗？
He's doing these works by the devil.
耶稣做这些是通过鬼魔的力量。
And so they condemned themselves.
所以他们就定了自己的罪。
Through demonic power.
通过鬼魔的力量，撒旦的力量。
How sad and wicked is the human heart.
人心是多么诡诈呀。
So Jesus said, no, I'm only going to give you one sign.
所以耶稣说，不，我只会给你一个神迹。
I'm not going to have an exhibition of my power.
我不会把我的能力就展览出来。
He said, here's a sign for you.
他说，这里有一个我要给你们的神迹。
Verse 19.
19节。
He said to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up.
耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。
Well, they were in the temple.
那当时他们就在圣殿里。
No animals, no money changers, it's all bare, but lots of people standing around.
那个时候没有牛没有羊了，然后这些兑换钱的人也被赶走。
And behind them stood the great temple of Herod.
然后在他们后面呢就屹立着这个希律所给他们建的圣殿。
Verse 20, the Jews said, it's taken 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to raise it up in 3 days?
所以二十节犹太人便说，这殿是46年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来吗？
Now, Herod had done a renovation on the temple that was built by the returnees after the exile.
那希律呢是把圣殿从那些归回的犹太人那个时代做了一次很大的装修啊。
He had enlarged it, and 46 years he spent making such a beautiful exterior structure.
那他扩建了它，然后整个46年呢把它建成一座非常漂亮的建筑。
And it was in that temple that when the exilees came back from Babylon, they built that temple. But God never came back into that temple.
那些从巴比伦回来的归回者建了这个圣殿，但是神从来没有回到这个圣殿之中。
Now just a little bit of history here for you folks.
那这里有一些给大家的历史啊。
The original temple that was built by Solomon, when he completed that temple, the glory of the Lord filled the temple so that the priests couldn't go into that temple.
那当所罗门的那时候的圣殿建成了时候呢，神的荣耀充满了殿，以致祭司都不能进入殿里。
In other words, God came down and into that temple, his presence was there in the most holy place.
那换句话说呢，就是神住在了殿中，他是住在了那至圣所里。
Now, I guess I need to explain a little bit about the temple.
所以呢，我觉得这里可能要解释一下圣殿。
Starting from the outside, you had what was called the court of the Gentiles, a very large part of the Temple Mount.
那从最外面开始呢，是一块很大的地方，它被称之为外院，或者说外邦人的院。
That's where the oxen and the sheep and so on in the marketplace was set up.
那这就是这里说的这些牛羊啊，兑换银钱的地方，放在的地方。
But inside was the court of the people or the court of the priests.
那里面呢是内院，或者说是给祭司的院。
It was smaller, surrounding the temple itself.
它是更小的，然后包围住了这个圣殿。
And there was the brazen altar where the sacrifices were placed.
那里是就是祭物被放置的地方。
And there was the laver for water for the cleansing of the priest.
那里有那个铜盆啊，就是用来洗手、洗脚、清洁的铜盆。
And then there were the doors that went into the temple itself.Into a room called the holy place.
然后如果他们这里从门进到圣殿里呢，他们就会进到一个叫做圣所的地方。
There was a golden candlestick.
那是那些金烛台所在的地方。
And the table of showbread.
然后是那个就是桌子在的地方。
And the golden altar of incense.
然后是那个祭坛所在的地方。
And only the priests themselves, only the priesthood.Of the, would be able to go into that holy place.
那这里是只有祭司能够进入的圣洁之地。
And at the end of that room, there was a very thick curtain.
然后呢，在这个房间的最后面呢，有一个非常厚的帘子。
And it was never opened except once a year.
它一年只有一次会被打开。
And that once a year on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would go in.He would take off his garments of glory and beauty and put on ordinary linen garments, white garments.
然后那个时候呢，他会就是只有大祭司一个人啊，他会脱掉自己的衣服，穿上白色的细麻布衣。
And he would carry a censer with incense, a brass basket that with coals with incense on it.In one hand, and he'd have blood pour from a sin sacrifice in the other, and he would open those curtains and wave that censer into the most holy place where God dwelt.
然后他会用应该是枝子蘸着血进到至圣所里，然后呢，作为赎罪祭。撒到这个神的宝座上。
And he would step in there and he'd sprinkle the blood once upon the mercy seat.
然后呢他会走进去把血撒在施恩座上。
And seven times in front of the mercy seat where he could stand.
然后呢他会撒七次他站在这个施恩座前。
And he would make atonement for the sins of the world, of the people of Israel.
他会在那一天呢做成整个以色列人的赎罪祭。
And he only did that once a year.
他只一年只做这一次。
And then he'd back out.
然后他倒退着退出至圣所。
The curtain would close.
然后帘子会被关上。
But when the Babylonians came and destroyed that temple,And it was rebuilt after 70 years later when they came back from exile.
但是当巴比伦人进到这个殿里，然后呢，摧毁了这殿，然后呢，70年之后，以色列人回归又重新建了这殿之后呢
，The Spirit of God did not come back into that temple.
神的灵就再没有回到这殿中。
It was empty of the glory of God.
它是空的，没有神的荣耀在里面。
But into the courtyard that day was the glory of God.
但是那一天在外院中神的荣耀进来了。
The temple, he said, destroy this temple. There is the glory of God.
他说你们摧毁这殿这是神的荣耀的地方。
He came to his temple that day.
他那一天进到了殿中。
No wonder they couldn't stand before him.
怪不得没有人可以站在他面前啊。
His glory was hidden.
他的荣耀是隐藏的。
But he said, if you destroy this temple,
但是他说如果你摧毁这殿
in 3 days I will raise it up again.
三天之内我要再起来。
And it was Jesus, the sacrifice. He went into the most holy place with his own blood.
那这就是耶稣自己啊他带着他自己的血进到了至圣所。
And he obtained eternal redemption for us.
然后呢，他为我们赢得了永恒的赦免。
He went into that place where the high priest, it was just where the temple was just a picture of what of heaven.
那圣殿就是只是天上真实情况的一个图景而已。
And Jesus, when he died upon the cross, by his own blood, he went into the very heavenly places, and he obtained eternal redemption for us.
所以当耶稣死在十字架的时候呢，他进到了天上的至圣所，他为我们赢得了永恒的赦免。
And having done that, they took his body down from the cross.
当他做成了这个呢，人们就把他的身体从十字架上取下。
And they put it in a tomb.
然后把他放进了坟墓里。
And for 3 days.
然后三天之后。
And on the third day, he rose again.
在第三天他就复活了。
He says that's the sign.
他说这就是神迹。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is the sign.
就是耶稣从死里复活就是那个神迹。
That's the sign.
这是。
The only sign I'm going to give you.
这就是我唯一要给你们的那个神迹。
And he was, in verse 21, he was speaking of the temple of his body.
所以21节，但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
Therefore it says, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said.
所以22节，所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
Now, the Lord Jesus.
现在耶稣。
The great sacrifice, to end all sacrifices.
那位伟大的祭物啊，他结束了所有的献祭。
Now, many of you have trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
我相信在座的各位有很多已经相信耶稣基督，并接受他作为自己的救主。
Do you know what?
你知道吗？
Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
你的身体现在就是圣灵的殿。
I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们翻到哥林多前书的六章。
And verse 19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price, at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
十九节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Do you get the picture now a little bit?
你们看到了这个景况吗？景象吗？
When Jesus died and rose again, he sent the Holy Spirit into the world.
当耶稣从死里复活之后呢，他把圣灵送到了这地上。
And not just into the world, but into the hearts of each believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
不只是送到了地上，而是送到了每个相信耶稣基督的信徒的心里。
Each one that has been born again has the Spirit of God indwelling them.
所以现在每一位重生的里面都有圣灵住在他们里面。
Where does God dwell now?
所以神现在住在哪里呢？
He dwells in the heart of every believer.
他现在住在每一个信徒的心里。
Now here's something practical.
那现在有一些比较实际的事情。
What does the Spirit of God find in our hearts?
就是圣灵在我们的心里会发现什么呢？
When Jesus came to the temple, what did he find?
当耶稣来到圣殿，他发现了什么呢？
It was all full of merchandise and commerce.
全是这些做生意的这些人。
The feast wasn't even the feast anymore of the Lord. It was a feast of the Jews. It was just all show.
那逾越节都不再是主的逾越节，而变成了犹太人的逾越节，全都是这些表演而已。
So in a practical sense now, I'd like to leave with you tonight the very thought that our bodies too are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以现在我给大家实用的部分就是我们的身体也是神的殿。
What a holy people we should be.
我们应该成为怎样圣洁的人呢？
Should we cast out the oxen or the sheep? or the doves?
我们里面的牛羊鸽子是不是也要被赶出呢？
Are the things that clutter our lives?
那些腐坏我们生命的事情。
I can leave you with that as an application tonight.
所以这个我要给留给大家作为一个应用啊。
Something for each of us to deeply consider.
大家都可以仔细的想一想。
Lord, is my temple clean?
神使我的殿也变得洁净。
Are you at home there?
这就是你的家呀。
There's another application too. It's a little wider, but it has to do with your brothers and sisters.
这还有另一个应用啊，会更加广一点，就是关于弟兄姐妹之间的。
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书的三章。
Just back a couple pages.
就是几页几页之前啊，往回翻几页就是。
And verse 16.
16节。
Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you?
16节，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Now, here it isn't the individual.
这里不是指的每一个人。
Paul is talking to the Corinthian church. He's talking to the whole church.
保罗在这里是对整个哥林多教会讲话，他在对整个教会说话。
See, we know that the church is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
那我们也要知道，教会也是神所住的殿。
Not only individually, but collectively as well.
不只是个人的，而且是集体的。
When we come together and meet as a church, Christ is there, and the Holy Spirit is among us.
当我们作为教会一起聚会的时候呢，神就在那里，神的灵就住在我们里。
Now the context of Paul telling them this was that there were divisions among them.
那就是保罗说这段的前后文呢，是那里他们有分裂。
There was brothers who were not speaking to brothers, and there were sisters who were not speaking to sisters.
那里有弟兄不对其他弟兄说话，有姐妹不和其他姐妹说话的情况。
There were divisions which God hates.
那里是有分裂的，是神不喜悦，是神厌恶的。
Because to have a divided temple, how can you have a divided temple?
你怎么能有一个分裂了的圣殿呢？
Or to use the picture of a body, to have a divided body is a very, it's a mortally wounded body.
所以如果你说不说是殿是身体的话呢，你怎么可能有一个分裂开来的身体呢？
And so these two examples, both privately, personally, the Holy Spirit indwelling each one of us.
那这两个例子中呢，神都单独的进到我们的心里。
And the local church.
同时呢，作为当地教会
is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
也是神灵的殿。
Do you remember, or you would probably have read the book of Revelation?
那大家还可能读过启示录啊。
Now, chapter 1, a vision of the glorified Lord coming as judge of the whole world.
那第一章呢，是在讲已经复活的主作为整个世界的审判者来到地上。
He is going to judge the world.
他马上就要审判全地了。
The wickedness and evil that is in the world all around us, it's going to be judged. And judgment is coming soon.
地上的一切邪恶将要被审判，而这审判马上就要到了。
He will not delay.
他不会延迟的。
God's patience is running out on this world.
那神在地上的耐心已经用尽了。
But before he brings judgment on the world,In chapters 2 and 3, he brings judgment upon the churches.
但他在审判全地之前，他在二章和三节对教会进行了审判。
Seven churches.
七个教会。
They represent the churches of all time and all places.
他代表了各个时间段全地的 各个地方的教会。
And he comes with his all-seeing eye, and he looks into every church.
那个全知的眼睛看到了每一个教会的情况。
I hope that he doesn't see the saints that meet in our local church here.
那我希望他没有看到在我们这个教会所聚集的圣徒啊。
I hope he doesn't see divisions.
我希望他如果看的话没有看到分裂。
I wonder if he sees the faith of the saints and their desire to please him.
我希望他们能够看到他们对神的信心以及他们想要取悦神的心。
Because he came to the temple long ago and 2000 years ago and he cleansed it.
因为2000年前他来到圣殿他清洁了他。
Now read verse 17.
你读一下17节。
If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are, you Corinthians. That's awful strong, is it not?
First Corinthians chapter 3.
Verse 17.
Yeah. 哥林多前书三章的十七节说，若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
So judgment, Peter tells us, must begin at the house of God.
彼得告诉我们，审判要从神的殿开始。
And then the world will be judged.
要从神的家开始，然后才是世界。
We're in the last days, brothers and sisters.
我们已经在末世了，弟兄姐妹们。
And I think that God is going to bring judgment on the house of God before he brings judgment on the world.
那我相信神在对这全地实行审判之前，他会先审判他的家。
Oh, each of us put away all those things perhaps that hinder our fellowship with one another.
希望我们在座的每一位都能抛掉那些阻碍我们弟兄姊妹团契的事情。
And that we all might be one in Christ. That's his great desire for us.
然后我们都能在基督里合一，这是他伟大的愿望。
So our time is gone. We have a little time for questions, but I'm going to just pray just now, as we close, and then we maybe have a little time for some questions.
那我们今天时候到了，我们接下来会有一点答疑的时间，但在这之前，我们先来祷告。
Father, you have heard the words that we've spoken tonight.
主啊，你知道我们今天所说的话。
We believe, Lord, that it's truth from your word.
主啊，我们知道，我们相信这是您的真理。
Pray, Lord, that each one of us might take advantage of the truth that we've heard.
求您使我们都能从您的真理中得益。
Help us, Lord, to be a purified people.
帮助我们成为圣洁的人。
To bring honor and glory to your Son, the Lord Jesus.
能够对您的圣子耶稣基督带来荣耀。
The one who loved us and gave himself for us.
那一位爱我们为我们舍命的。
We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. I'm going to ask Mr. Summers.